ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook. Whether win or lose, you still have to have carryover from one game to the next. We're going to take a look at a big challenge coming up this week for the linebacker position of the Chicago Bears. As they get ready to face the Dallas Cowboys, they know they like to run the ball. In Detroit, Detroit came up and they wanted to run a two-back system with a fullback lead back. And this is going to be the key battle between the fullback of the Detroit Lions in the linebacker position and how they take on the lead blocker to defeat the point of attack. Let's put this play in motion. And what we're going to do is we're going to see Jeb Collins, the fullback, come up and go against DJ Williams. Watch DJ Williams explode into the fullback before he gets even to the line of scrimmage. He hits him on top of him, sees the back, and now the back has to readjust to a backside hole, and this is the key ingredient, is Ryan Mundy. You see Ryan Mundy come up, fill the backside hole, and keep it to a gain of 3 yards. Again, a key ingredient into this week's performance. Now we're going to move ahead in the game. Again, let's concentrate on the linebacker position against the lead back, because that is going to be a key ingredient in how you're going to defeat the play. This time we're going to keep our eye on Shea McClellan. Look at Shea getting to the line of scrimmage, meeting the lead blocker in the hole, but keeping his outside shoulder free in case the running back still wanted to go to Shea's left. But as Shea keeps his head up and sees the running back taking an inside path, he has to continue his flow, get an arm over move against the lead back, and get involved in the tackle. Again, limiting the play to three is the key ingredient here, because it is a force and they are running at the line of scrimmage with the lead back. Another challenge, job well done here by Shea McClellan to stay in position to defeat the blocker, push the running back to the hole, and still being able to escape from his blocker and get in position to make the tackle. And one more key ingredient leading up to this week from last week's Detroit game. It's about the linebackers again taking on the lead back, but when they create a strength side by moving the tight end over, put the linebackers in position before the snap of the ball, and then you can take off of any double teams at the point of attack. Let's put this play in motion. Again, Shea McClellan approaches the line of scrimmage before the ball is snapped and creates a one-on-one block right here with this offensive guard at the point of attack. He's able to stand him up and now put the running back in a questionable position and just creates a pile. But with that pre-snap movement of the linebacker, it not only puts the lead back in question, the running back has no point of attack, and Shea McClellan, with the early movement, creates a stalemate on the line of scrimmage. And with Dallas's offensive line coming in, this will be one of the key movements, is how the linebackers can defeat the offensive line early. Thanks for watching Thayer's Playbook.